BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, we meet Selfie Girl, real name Alexis. She's the voice on the Chainsmokers track, but is she really like that in real life? And Charlotte Crosby of Geordie Shore makes it wet on Bingo.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Hi, happy Fat Tuesday, y'all. Oh, I'm not ready for Fat Tuesday, though.
What do you mean?
Because all the chocolates have been on all weekend.
I'm bang on Fat Tuesday today.
Do you know what, right? I mean, eating a lot was on this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And there was a point last night where I was like, I'm craving vegetables.
Oh, really?
Do you ever get that?
I don't know if I do.
Good.
I don't know if I do, but the thing is, right, it starts to be round about this time where everyone looks forward to the summer. It's like, right, we need to get fit. I'm going to go in the gym. I need to be beach ready.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I go the other way.
Yeah. I mean, you're all about the pastas, aren't you?
Love it.
Yeah.
But not just in winter. I mean, I'm all year round.
However, I maybe caught a little phone call that you were making when you didn't think I was earwigging the other day, when you were inquiring about some gym memberships. Did that happen?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Beach bod ready.
No, well, yeah, okay.
So anyway, happy Fat Tuesday to you all. I just had to eat some greens last night because I thought I was going to get scurvy.
Just boshing greens?
Yeah, just greens. I had peas. Peas are a bit aren't they? So I had them. I also had, I mean, you know, not that you care, green beans, a bit of broccoli, do you know what I mean?
I've never eaten as much pizza as I did when we were covering Grimmy for the breakfast show.
All right. Well,
morning actually, and night.
Yeah, good. So let's have an Embrace Fat Tuesday with Charlie Slough. That's happening at 3:40 on Real or No Real. I asked him to come on breakfast show the last couple of weeks. He wasn't keen. Meant getting up early.
Mm.
But he's back on today. And we've got Charlotte Crosby playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
I had a lovely time yesterday doing the all-time top 100 download countdown thing.
I was listening to you. Cheers for my shout-out.
I gave you a shout, yeah.
That was well exciting.
Isn't it weird that people that work here still get really excited by a shout-out? Grimmy does. Then Matt Edmondson was on yesterday. He was listening in a car.
Just going to say.
Said hello to Oscar the dog. I mean, he was beside himself with glee. It's like, you're on Radio 1 all the time.
Did you do any other shout-outs?
Some listeners doing revision. The best bit of the whole thing, though, is when we play California Girls by Katy Perry, which in the rundown was right next to Fairy Tale of New York. So you go right from the most summery song ever made to absolute Christmas. Mm. And people were going, get this off, you idiot. Why are you playing it in April? Because it's a download countdown chart. I don't decide it.
Yeah.
But that was fun. And I did a mini club tour of, well, all the Midlands, really. Solihull, Coventry, Worcester, it was all on.
You were all over it, weren't you?
It's fun.
Well, good for you. I went to the Brecon Beacons,
oh my God,
which is a new one. I think I was trying to bring out sort of my inner Bear Grylls. I don't know, maybe I'd gone a bit weird after 2 weeks on breakfast.
Right, and okay.
But it seemed like the right thing to do.
What did you do, like sleep inside the carcass of a horse or something?
No. But, mate, I'm not joking. The town
he
I stayed in,
the
Bear Grylls, that's not me.
Yeah.
But the town I stayed in, this town called Hay-on-Wye, is possibly the greatest place I've ever been. It had, when I arrived, there was like this market bit, and I walk in, they hand you a free glass of wine, some cheese, and I was greeted by a town crier.
No, right, that can't happen every time you go into the town.
I don't know. It's the only time I've been there and it was on. Look
what,
at this picture. There's me and a town crier.
Oh, my God.
How ledge is that?
What did he say to you?
He would shout anything you wanted him to. Which I really wanted to take advantage of, but I couldn't think of anything clever.
What, so every time you go to Hay-on-Wye, on arrival, they hand you a glass of wine.
Glass of wine,
and
cheese,
a piece of cheese.
And
you get to meet the town crier.
Incredible, isn't it?
Can anyone confirm or deny this, please?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, Charlotte Crosby.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to be here.
Why?
Because I don't think I've been on Radio 1 before.
Oh, wow.
This is my first time!
Yes!
The Radio 1 virginity is gone.
Hi, good afternoon. So, this is our little studio. It doesn't normally look like this. It looks like Dexter now because we've covered everything in sheeting.
Yeah.
I know that your show starts next week on TLC. It's called The Charlotte Crosby Experience.
Yeah.
I know this because I've been the guy sitting in a little voiceover booth going, The Charlotte Crosby Experience, next week on TLC. It's quite exciting. I've seen quite a bit of the show.
Yeah.
I've seen you where they dress you up in Japan.
I didn't enjoy that.
No, I can tell.
I felt like a man. I looked like a man, didn't I?
No, I thought you made quite a good geisha.
No.
No?
I looked like an awkward elephant trying to dress up.
So have you seen much of the show?
I've seen the first two episodes.
Okay. And there's four, right?
And there's four, yeah.
Are you happy?
I'm really happy.
Anything you're worried about?
Nah, not after Geordie Shaw. There's nothing to worry about.
Actually, that's true, yeah.
Am I the only person who hasn't seen an episode of Geordie Shaw?
No, there's lots of people.
Right, because right. I haven't actually got... What channel is it on?
It's on MTV. Charlotte, if you've not seen the show, can you fill Chris in?
Yeah.
On
I've
what?
I've heard great
on Geordie Shaw.
It's, right, it's...
It's a struggle to explain.
Hard to explain.
It's imagine, right, yeah. You've been on a lad's holiday.
All right.
You've been on a lad's holiday,
yeah,
haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, imagine everything that goes down on your lad's holiday on a show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, are your lad's holidays good?
I don't know. I don't know how they would compare to your, I mean, your lad's holidays by the sounds of it.
I think, no, he's been on those holidays.
Has he?
Yeah.
It's just like that then.
Are you talking like Malia, Kavos,
yes,
those ones? Yeah?
Yes,
that. Only in Newcastle.
Oh, wow.
So are you filming for that at the moment?
Yeah, literally like right now.
Okay.
But how does that work? Because everyone must recognise you when you go out now, and your nights must be different. You can't have wild evenings like you used to have.
No, I always think that about like TOWIE as well, because obviously everyone will recognise them now.
Yeah, I suppose. And you do get the odd people shouting and stuff, but you just, the cameras try and, whenever we go to a club, the cameras are always just facing us and we're in an area.
Just ignore everyone.
And yeah. Ignoring everyone else. But it's not recognising a good way. I've had a fair few limes bounced off my head.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Just a lime. Like, you know when you put limes in your drink? People just take the limes out and smack them off us.
Oh, right. I thought it meant something. I thought you meant insults or something.
No, actual limes to the head.
Lime to the head.
Oh, rubbish.
Do you still enjoy doing that show, or do you think that now it's kind of like you're growing up a bit and you've changed at all?
I do still enjoy doing it. I love it. I mean, it's me roots at the end of the day. And all of them on there are like me family. They're like me brothers and sisters in a weird way.
Yeah.
And so I still love going back. I still love it. I still love every minute of it. But obviously I do feel like there's just so much drama all the time.
There is. A lot of drama.
And I just don't know how I can keep up anymore.
Getting old. Not really.
Nah, not really. I'm 24 next month.
Woo! Okay, right. So we're going to play Inuendo Bingo in a minute. You need to watch Charlotte's show. It starts a week today.
Week today.
9 p.m. on TLC. And you go to four places, right? So where do you go?
Four places. So I'm in India, Japan, the Arctic and Canada.
Which is your fave?
India and the Arctic.
Okay.
Why Canada? That seems like an odd one. I kind of get the cultural thing with all the other ones, but
because,
Canada doesn't seem
I lived
as
with
extreme.
A community called the Hutterites, so they're basically like the Amish, but just with a different name.
Oh, wow.
And that was that one's drama.
Actually, I've heard a thing about that.
Okay. It goes down on that
yes,
one. We're
it
not
does.
Allowed to talk about that much because it's like, we'll have a bit of a bad time.
Yeah. There's a clip of you on the trail going, I just want to come home.
Mum, I just didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. I know the story behind this. It's great.
Yeah. Okay.
So watch it next Tuesday. All right. Take your positions, please. We're going to play Inuendo Bingo next.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. Okay, I can feel a wet one come in today with Charlotte Crosby. Let's turn the cameras on now. Watch on the website.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Inuendo Bingo.
Charlotte Crosby's here. She looks well scared.
You're so worried. Like
I'm not. This is not me worried. This is fighting talk.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Because right. Okay. Like I moved my headphones slightly and she's like, she did the same. I was like, what are you doing? She, I'm copying you.
So Charlotte's new show starts next week on TLC. You know her also because of Geordie Shaw and she's about to play Inuendo Bingo. Now, I don't want you to hold back here, Charlotte, just because you haven't done it before, all right?
Oh, no, I'm not holding back.
Oh, good. I knew you wouldn't.
Nah, never.
Yeah. Okay, so what happens is we play some clips of things that sound a bit rude. Obviously, they're not. From TV or radio. And then You put water in your mouth, and if you find the clip funny, obviously the water will spray out, normally over each other. Those are the rules. There's also a no hands rule, so if you feel the water coming out of your mouth, you can't stop it with your hand. What? Are you ready? Also, just to make you aware, please do not swear, the water is quite cold on the first hit.
Right.
And then you get used to it. I just wanted to warn you.
Right, okay, thanks for the warning. I probably needed that.
So first to the Lisa Tarbuck show on BBC Radio 2. If you take a massive gulp of water there, please, and hold it in your mouth. Lisa's had a message from a very adventurous listener. Now, the message seems innocent enough to start off with, but do please listen all the way to the end.
Lisa, every time I send a text to my sons, because the P is next to send, I sign myself off as Mump. I've just been taken up the shard by my husband.
See what I mean? Takes your breath away.
Welcome to the game.
Welcome. Okay, get him back.
All right.
Right, we should wait till this next one.
I know. It's
here we go.
Quite shocking at first, but it's a great game. People love it. Make sure you're watching on the Radio 1 website now, because Charlotte...
I can't open my eyes!
You all right?
Come on.
Well, there's no point in doing my makeup today.
No. One of our favourite clips from last week on The Breakfast Show now. And we come to a show called Estate Agents on the Job. When you hear the sort of things that this man called Gary gets up to. Not hard to see why they put him on TV, really.
There are more multimillionaires in London than anywhere else on the planet. And Gary has dealt with many of them.
I come across very rich people all the time.
Estate agents, they do love coming across rich people. It makes their job a lot easier.
Oh, God, I just don't get this game.
It's okay.
It's all right.
You're taking it in the face like a good one, though, so it's all good.
You're playing well.
Over to Come Dine With Me next. And
oh, my God, no. I don't know what to do here, Scott. Her eyebrows have fallen off. Oh, no, eyelids. Sorry, the eyelids are...
Her eyebrows have fallen off.
God, that's frightening.
My eyelashes have come off.
Yeah, they have as well.
Oh, my God, I've never seen this before on Bingo.
We've got a situation here.
There's a situation, emergency.
Her face is coming off.
It looks like your actual face is falling off. Oh, man. Okay, right. Are you right to play that still with the eyelash halfway
just,
down the
I'm
eye?
I'm just spitting the water at any time now.
Okay, do you want me to take your eyes and I'll put them here?
There we are. Over to... Let's carry on. Over to Come Dine With Me next. And we've got... I mean, this could be a valuable lesson for all of us, this one. So please do pay attention.
If the flaps are securely closed... you could end up with a bit of thing hanging out.
Oh, this one's so funny!
Right.
I knew this would happen.
This is... Scott?
Yeah.
Step in here.
Okay. You need to follow the rules of the game, Charlotte. Only when you hear something that is genuinely funny.
But I thought that was all really funny.
I know you did.
Okay.
All right, let's do this. Let's try this one again.
Yep.
Try this one again with more water.
Can I put this in there?
Oh, this is my fave. Okay. And this valuable tip... From Come Dine With Me.
If the flaps are securely closed, you could end up with a bit of beef hanging out.
Right, if you want to play like that, we can do it.
Okay, this is going to get real nasty now. Now over to BBC Radio 5 Live. And here is John Inverdale. Now, I didn't think that John would be a difficult presenter to work for, but after listening to this, he does seem to have all sorts of strange demands.
You probably went along to the dressage initially in a slightly... how would you describe your mood initially? Sceptical?
I sort of felt like I was ever so slightly being, asked to go and put my finger in the dike.
That old saying there, finger in the dike, or sorting out the problem, of course.
This is just awkward now.
Yeah.
I feel like I might have snot coming out as well.
Good. Well, yes. That's something for me to look forward to. All right. Come on, then.
Eyelashes on her face. It's not on her nose.
It's all fine.
Another of our favourite clips now from when we were in for Nick Grimshaw on Breakfast last week. And here is Anna Richardson off of Secret Eaters doing a staggering party trick. I think I've seen you just do this one on Geordie Shore. Here we go.
This lady's party piece is to give her donut a right good soaking.
Okay. Now, over to the chase. You really need to watch this online right now. This is great. Now, you're doing well, Charlotte. Over to the chase. And this older contestant is a very experienced woman. More water, please.
More water.
Here you go, mate.
Very experienced woman. And it's not really surprising that she's experienced when you hear where she works.
I don't really know whether I should tell you about it or not, but I'm going to. I was working for a scaffolding company, and I worked in the erection department.
Yes.
That was a great one.
You absolutely sprayed Charlotte's face, and then with shock, the water just fell out of her mouth.
Are you all right?
Oh, no.
Are you okay?
Tell you what, though, that's going to make a great vine.
I feel like a mermaid.
Now, here is an odd conversation from Countdown. Nick and Rachel start having a wholesome chat about barbecuing, and then suddenly Rachel comes up with this shock admission, water, please.
I personally can't be bothered with barbecues. Are you a barbecue sort of girl?
Oh, we absolutely love our barbecue, yeah. And we'll just cook anything on it. It's amazing. My father-in-law, his favourite thing to do is to spit roast anything.
Yes. Yes, Charlotte. Yes, Charlotte. Go on.
Oh, dear.
Well played.
You're a good sprayer. Are you, do you understand these clips, though?
Nah.
You're not finding them funny?
Well, I mean, you're I'm just spitting out the word I think I should find funny.
Okay. Yeah. That's
all
okay,
right.
Though.
That's all right. That's what Will Ferrell did.
Yeah.
It is it?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I thought you would know all of these being on the show that you're on, but you'd like, it's quite nice to know that you like, you know.
No. I do know them, but just because I hear them so often.
That's true. You're immune to them.
I'm immune to things like this. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all just normal.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's why.
I get that.
I get it now. Okay, more water, please. Over to BBC show Collectaholics now. And I'm not sure. Is this one?
But will a valuation convince Stuart to sell?
And will I get that pork pie in the buffet?
Chris.
Sorry,
that was
only for the... Oh! Right.
Actually throwing it...
Oh, that's gross!
Now throwing it over Chris now.
It's exactly the same as spitting it on you!
Well, I suppose it is, actually. She sort of dribbled it into a cup and threw it on me.
Two more!
Right, come on, let's do this.
We're going to quiz show Celebrity 15 to 1 now with Adam Hills. And while putting a question to Joe Brand, Adam lets us know what he really wants.
Which large rodent with the scientific name Castor fiber was reintroduced this century to areas of Scotland?
Well, I don't even know if a wild boar's a rodent or not, but that's what I'm going for. No, I didn't think it was.
I was looking for beaver.
Chris, little wee there.
I thought you were
going to
throw
it out. Oh! Yeah, sure!
Ah, got ya!
Straight in the face!
Did you see that one coming, did ya?
Oh, please put them down. Alright.
Put the waters down. Put the waters down, Charlotte. It's not worth it. And that was in your bingo.
That was tense.
Have you got any clothes to change into?
Hopefully.
Have you?
You?
I have, yeah. But like, I feel a bit sorry for you. I feel like giving you me top.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Now well, that's a lie. It's my favourite one.
Alright.
Charlotte, thank you for coming in today. We're all looking forward to seeing your show next week. Thanks. Was absolutely brilliant. We've, like, the clip of you getting absolutely sprayed then, and then just your mouth opening and the water's kind of falling out because you're in such shock.
Yeah.
Will stay with me forever. So thank you.
Thank you. Really nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Terrifying scenes here when Charlotte played innuendo bingo.
I've never seen anything like it, Scott.
Her eyebrows are falling off. It was her eyelashes.
Yes, yeah. But all the same, it looked like her eyes were coming out at one point. I don't know if you could quite see on the cameras how her face changed.
The Radio 1 Twitter actually has a good photo at the moment. It's kind of screenshotted the moment where it happened, where Charlotte's right... Is it her right? Yeah, her right, as you look at it...
Eyelash
is literally down by her mouth. It's really weird. I'd never seen that happen to a girl before either.
No.
Let alone during innuendo bingo. Absolutely terrifying.
It was scary but fascinating.
Do you not think girls should warn you of this? Like, when you meet them, oh, by the way, I am wearing fakies today, so they might fall off or fall out at any point. Because if that happened willy-nilly and I didn't know about it, I'd get the shock of my life.
There's one still in the bin. Oh. The innuendo bingo bin. I don't know what to do with it.
So on Thursday, hey, guess what? It's new that time. Where I'll be speaking to you from another random country and introducing songs by Azerbaijan.
Do you remember this last year where you were away? Where were you last year?
Malmö.
Malmö.
In Sweden.
And you'd call into the radio show because you were off.
This is the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
It's back on.
And you'd call during rehearsals.
Yes, I did.
And it just sounded crazy the whole time.
Yeah, so Eurovision is not next week, but the week after. So I will be in Denmark with actual Laura Whitmore doing the BBC Three semi-finals.
Now, she's new. Last year, you were someone else.
Yeah, I was with one of the Scissor Sisters last year.
Right, OK. Not doing it this year.
This year, it's Laura Whitmore. So on Thursday, you're going to be spitting on the UK entry for this year's Eurovision called Molly.
Fantastic.
Happy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So to wish her well and for the Eurovision Song Contest before she goes off to Denmark to try and win it for this great nation of ours, you'll be spitting water in her face. That's Molly on Thursday, 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Slight problem. Do you know when I was in Sweden last year at the Eurovision Song Contest?
Mm.
Week after next, BBC 3, Tuesday and Thursday, 8 p.m. I said that because it was in the south of Sweden, right next to the border with Denmark, I said that all people on the Swedish side are really hot. And then as soon as you cross the bridge into Denmark, just a bunch of mingers. There's a slight problem now that, of course, this year I will be in Denmark. And Thomas has been on from Denmark saying, I remember you saying this last year, you said that we were all minging on the Denmark side. We're waiting for you. Okay, good.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So I was doing a bit of DJing in the Midlands at the weekend. Chris, you were in Hereford?
Yep.
But, guess what, everyone? White D off of Benefit Street's done her first DJ set.
It's ridiculous, this,
isn't it? Over the moon. Look at her go. She looks brilliant.
How do we feel about this?
I've just seen a video which someone's put on Facebook. What's her phrase? What is it? Something about her dreams. I'm not too old to have dreams.
She was releasing a song at one point, wasn't she? And they released a tiny bit of that.
There it goes.
They'll never type my dreams.
I mean, she seems to have some kind of MC at this club.
Do you know what? I can't fault it because the place is going mad for her.
I mean, arguably busier than a couple of my gigs at the weekend. Yeah, we don't know what happened, mate, but they've got White D down the road, so this is probably why. It's a bit quiet in here.
People aren't going out as much as they used to.
People just aren't going out as much.
They've screwed us over down the road. They've put White D. Guarantee roadblock.
Roadblock!
Nothing against White D.
I love clubs that put on their flyers, all over Facebook. It's going to be a roadblock. Is it, though?
Really?
Really, though? Anyway, I mean, if you search for it, you'll find it. But just an incredible smartphone video footage of White D's first DJ set. It was on Sunday night, so obviously people didn't have to go to work the next day. Like her, all the time! Okay.
It was in Sutton Coalfield.
Yeah. See, I don't think White D would get the same reception if she maybe did a gig in Glasgow. I think because she's from the area, from the Midlands, I think that's why people turned up.
She's a hero there.
Yeah.
She?
There's some reaction here. White D! This is actually going off at the White D gig.
White D.
White D. White D.
White D!
Why is this actually happening?
It's nothing against White D and a DJ set because it looks huge there. But what's next?
Can I just say, also, you're talking to the people that encourage Big Mo to be a DJ more.
I know.
You know what I mean?
But listen, I think that was great. I think it's great that Big Mo did it. Clearly, there's a demand for White D.
It looks like it. It's rammed in there as a roadblock.
Where do you draw the line?
I don't know.
Scott Mills Daily.
A few people like Luke on going, White D is not from Sutton Coalfield, thank you very much.
Sorry, St. Redmond, isn't Usher called that as well? Am I wrong? Isn't he St. Raymond V? I'm going to have to look this up now. Sorry, bear with me.
Saying that Usher's a saint now.
No, Usher Raymond the... Then what's 1V in Roman numerals? Fourth. Usher Raymond the Fourth, so nothing to do with saints.
What's
forget that.
1V? Okay, so that was an absolutely pointless thing to say.
Well, no, I just, for a second there, I thought, is this guy the new Usher?
I'm fading you out now. Try and stop me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here, hello. Derulo's on with his trumpet soon. and new music from the Horrors. And also we're going to play Let Me Take a Selfie. We met the girl who does that voice last week. She was cool.
I thought she was going to be really, really, really annoying. And she was actually all right.
Just all right. Her name was Alexis Killercam. Is that her real name? Because if it is, it's brilliant.
I think it is. Because on her Twitter, she hasn't got that many followers. And that was her name beforehand. And she's had that Twitter for a while as well. It's just suddenly she's famous because of this song.
Her voice is famous.
Her voice is famous.
Obviously,
point,
like,
yeah.
Nobody knows what she actually looks like. My favourite thing to do, though, because we all know that Chris is really bad at accents, is when, let's say, an American comes in with a really strong accent, whose voice is famous all over the world because of a global track, is to make him do the accent back to them. It didn't go well, as expected. Chris has been trying out your accent earlier this week.
Oh.
Can you say "That's so ratchet" and then watch Chris and listen to Chris as he tries back?
That's so ratchet.
That's all ratchet. It's close.
No,
that's
okay.
Terrible.
Now listen. Right,
oh,
what you're not doing.
I hate this écouté and répété.
Écouté and répété. What you're not doing is you're not listening correctly to Alexis'
voice.
I'm going to
close my eyes.
Close your voice and then just say what you hear and go.
That's so ratchet.
That's so ratchet.
He literally can't do it, which is my favourite thing.
What, is that like an Irish accent?
I don't know. It goes, it's trying to be LA. That's so ratchet.
No.
That's so ratchet.
It's
can you try? Can we try another phrase? Maybe he'll. Maybe it's just that phrase that he's
okay.
not dealing with.
Who wears cheetah?
Who wears cheetah? Who wears cheetah?
It's not good, is it?
There's no R at the end of cheetah.
Cheetah.
I've never heard of it. Who wears cheetah?
Right, the thing I like about it is that you really are trying your best. God love you.
Mm.
I mean, I can really hear the concentration, but you just can't do it.
No, and it seems so simple for everyone else.
It doesn't it? And it's just something you just can't crack it.
Nah.
And also, every time you try it, it's different.
Is it?
Yeah.
What I try and do is imagine someone really smiley and overly happy.
Who wears cheetah?
Who wears cheetah?
No. See, that's different again, isn't it?
It's just every time it comes out slightly different, and sometimes it's worrying.
Also, it does help if you're friends with DJs because you end up on one of their tracks. How did this come about? How did you end up on this song?
Well, I'm good friends with the Chainsmokers, both Alex and Drew, mostly Alex. And they called me up like, oh, well, we're going to be doing a song. Like, we want you to be the vocals on it. I was like, I don't know, like, I'll do it, but my voice is pretty obnoxious. Like, you probably don't want that on your track. And they're like, no, like, it's perfect, come over. I'm like, okay, no clue what the song was. I was like, I'll come over after class. I go over, I'm like, okay, like, we want to make a song that, like, when the beat drops, says, let me take a selfie. I'm like, okay, this makes sense why you wanted my voice on it. Slightly obnoxious.
But do you think your voice is obnoxious?
A little bit, yeah. I've been told, like, nasally, and if you look at the comments or, like, the tweet, it's like, I was like, oh, I want to see what people are saying about, like, the selfie girl voice. It's like, this girl sounds like a 400-pound transvestite with a burger stuck in her throat.
I can't listen to you. Sorry, I can't listen to you without imagining the song in the background.
I know.
It's really tricky.
But first, let me take a selfie.
She's exactly the same as on the track.
Yeah.
But, like, not as bitchy. Now, we're all thinking it. What does ratchet actually mean? I mean, we didn't know.
You guys don't really use the word ratchet very
Not really.
Is it a good thing?
Is it like a ghetto diva?
Basically, this is how I like to describe it. It's like, if you see a rat in New York City, you'll be like, oh, that's disgusting, like, that's gross. It's just like, you don't want to come near it. But you're so intrigued by it that you're kind of like still looking at it, even though that's like the most disgusting thing you've ever seen. And that's what ratchet girls are like in the club. With no shoes on, you don't really want to come near them. They probably have something that you don't want to catch.
I love this! She was my kind of guest.
Yeah.
Now, what we thought we'd do is let her have a go at voicing up great moments, and some not so great, moments in history. So this was on the show on Friday. And the first one we came up with, we thought, well, this could actually be quite a good history lesson. What about if she did the voice of the moon landing in her selfie voice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that track, and if she was around then, this is what it would have sounded like.
These guys guys are totally using the wrong filter. Black and white looks so lame. The Eagle has landed? What kind of status update is that? Why are they even going to the moon anyway? Everyone knows the place to be right now is Cancun. He's such a tease. Why is he moving so slow? Just step off the ladder already. Stop being such a moon tease. What are those boots? The stars and stripes are totally clashing. One giant leap for mankind? That's not cool. What about girlkind, douche?
They are the famous 1969 moon landing there.
As told by Selfie Girl.
Yeah. That's what it would have sounded like. I'm confident.
It did get us thinking, though, what other momentous occasions could she voice? Mm. You know, if she was there at the time, how would it be? And I wanted to hear the 1966 World Cup final. This is the one where England won. There's really famous commentary at the time.
Probably the most famous bit of football commentary ever.
And here comes Hurst. He's got some people are on the pitch. They think it's all over. It is now. It's all.
But imagine if the Selfie Girl was there.
It would have sounded like this.
What is it with these guys' shorts? Hot pants are so 66. Retro or what? Shouldn't this game have finished already? I was supposed to meet Tiffany 5 minutes ago. Her boyfriend plays football too. She's such a fake wag. He's definitely cheating on her. Isn't chasing balls a bit, you know? Oh my God, some people are on the pitch. Wait. Tiffany just texted me. She thinks it's all over. Oh, wait. It is now. That guy was such a douche.
That's what it was sounding like.
It's incredible.
We did a video for the football one today, the one we just played, which involved us looking like we're from 1966. You in a flat cap, me in
I think I'm going to keep it as a new style.
Me in a scarf. We'll have this video for you that we filmed today on Thursday, on Thursday's show, to go with this World Cup commentary that she did there.
Could this change history as it has traditionally been seen?
I think possibly. We did get her to record another moment from history, and it's a ridiculous one. My most memorable bit from the 17th century.
it could be a great educational tool, this.
I think people will now be learning these versions in their history lessons because they're really short. You, like, totally remember her voice and what she says. And I reckon, like, instead of old school history now, this is how they would be teaching people at GCSE level.
It would be double selfie.
So do listen for my 17th century moment in history later on this week. A video will also be made.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's all ratchet.
Yeah, that was Chainsmokers and Selfie on BBC Radio 1. Thank you to Alexis for coming in. A lot of people are asking, can this be classed as revision? There's so many people revising today. Absolutely, yeah. We just taught you about the moon landing.
Oh, he's such a moon tease.
Step off of the ladder already. Stop being such a moon tease. Also, we made this for Fern Cotton. She loved it.
Is that Fern Cotton over there? That girl is such a fake model. She definitely bought all her Instagram followers.
So much fun.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
God, I remember last week when we were doing breakfast, I was talking about the Lindsay Lohan reality show. Oh, it's on in the next couple of weeks. I can't maintain my excitement on this.
So has it come out in the States yet?
Yeah, it's on Oprah's channel. And it's full because of that, it's full of Oprah going, okay, Lindsay, you can do this. You can remain clean. You can remain sober. And then she's like, okay, bye. But I'm really looking forward to it.
This is very you, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you won't be able to contact me at all when that's on. You know that, the first episode, right?
Right.
Not, you might not, but I'm just warning anybody now that's listening that knows me. When it starts on TLC, I will not be available. I mean, Lindsay Lohan on this show would be the dream.
Mm.
Can you imagine?
Really?
We could always ask.
I don't know if it would be the dream. What would you want to ask her?
Oh my God, what do you mean? Everything.
I don't think there's anything I want to know.
I want to know everything.
Do you?
Oh, God,
I don't know
yes.
if I do want to know anything.
She fascinates me. No?
I don't know.
See, that's where we're different, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I'd be more than happy to wingman you on this one. But
okay.
It's not... I don't think it's my cup of tea, really.
But you'd happily spit in her face?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I mean, you say that about most people, though. It's like, yeah, I'll do that. The Charlotte Crosby and Foxes videos are up now, by the way, if you want some innuendo bingo action in your life. Okay, brace yourself, everybody. Make the doors wider. Charlie Slough is coming at 3:40 on Fat Tuesday. I've not seen him for a couple of weeks.
Mm.
Probably got bigger.
Do you reckon?
Well, it's been Easter, hasn't it?
Down? Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. He might have slimmed down. He's coming up at 3:40. I'm looking forward to that today.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, tonight, a few things you might want to do. I'm not going to pressure you into it, but, you know, just some recommendations. Zane Lowe is off this week, so Hugh Stevens is on. And he's got Dominique Young Unique on. Bit obsessed with her Twitter feed. Dominique Young Unique. She was on that Dance With Me track, remember? Hugh Stevens in for Zane tonight at 7 p.m. Loads of brand new music, which you will love. And you know what it's like with Zane's show. You hear stuff on there before anywhere else. Stuff that will appear on Radio 1 in the coming weeks and even months. If you want a bit of telly in your life tonight, then I suggest The Call Centre on BBC 3, Episode 3. This week, Thorpe is forced to come out about a secret relationship at work. And my favourite one, you do see her now and again, but I reckon she will come into her own on this episode. 60-year-old trainee sales assistant, June. Has she passed her probation? Love her. She's 60. Just started as a trainee. Did you see last week?
I missed it last week. I need to watch it.
They had a weight loss competition. And so, you know how Dev? Not Dev. You know how Nev just really wants to win everything, is well competitive.
Mm-hmm.
He was just drinking vile-looking juice all the time, but did lose nearly 2 stone and won out of the whole of the office. Also, his son is on there now, Phil.
Yeah, how's he going down in the office? Is everyone trying to get off with him? Powerful,
no,
isn't
not
it?
Not at all. Bit scruffy, very sweaty face.
Very sweaty face.
In every single scene, you know, it's like, oh, give that a wipe. Anyway, Call Centre's on tonight, 9 o'clock on BBC Three, followed by Sweat the Small Stuff at 10 p.m. Grimmie and his team captains are joined tonight by Abby Clancy, James and Brad from The Vamps, and comedians Holly Walsh and Lloyd Griffiths. That is Grimmie tonight, 10 o'clock, Sweat the Small Stuff. I'm so on that next week.
Are you?
Yes.
Whose team?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say, am I, or does it really matter?
Don't know.
Rochelle.
Is that?
Yes, it is. Going to be on this time next week, can't wait for that. Sweat the Small Stuff, 10 o'clock tonight, BBC Three.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've been 2 weeks away from him because we've been doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, but I'm really pleased to announce that he's back with us. He's a fat man, Charlie Slough.
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
I've missed you guys so much, man.
Right, we asked you to come in.
You meant to say it back, Scott.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that.
Right. It's hard to miss you, mate.
We asked you to come in early mornings to do Fat Tuesday, and you weren't interested.
You never asked me.
Yeah, we did.
You never.
It's like too busy in your mansion, is it, to get here at 8 o'clock
maybe
in the morning?
Maybe your agent just assumed it was a definite no.
Yeah,
first
probably
thing
what happens.
No.
Charlie doesn't get up before midday. He's too busy turning clubs into zoos until at least 3 a.m. in places like Milton Keynes.
Yeah, that's correct.
You just got told off by your producer.
No, I never.
Yeah, you did.
I never.
Yeah, you did. I saw you take... She took you outside for a stiff word.
Charlie, can I have a quick word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Denise does that, it normally means that I am in trouble.
Oof, you wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of her, would you?
No.
She's been trying to locate you for a good half hour now, and then you just walk in here, and she didn't find you at all.
I was in the studio.
How come you don't show up on Google Earth?
That is so rude.
It is weird,
that
isn't it?
That is so rude. I mean, that is rude. You have become even more fattest than the last time we met, Millsy.
You're fattest.
You are fattest.
No, you're fattest,
you're
though.
You're definitely fattest.
You're definitely fattest. Look at you.
I was speaking to one of the members of management.
Oh, yeah.
And I was saying that since I started doing this is not a joke now, that my bookings have gone insane. Not in terms of who's booking me, but in terms of who's turning up to the events.
Is it?
Because before, everyone spoke like me, you get me? Everyone was like,
yeah.
Sit, can't walk on, fam, you shut down tonight.
And now it's our listeners. They're like, hello,
play some
Bastille.
Hey, how are you? You're so fattest.
Yeah, are they?
It's bizarre.
Your listeners your fans have got a bit posher now.
Yeah, well, I was saying it's about 25%, because every time I go to a rave now, to do a rave, It overcapacitates before it gets to midnight.
Is that a word?
Yeah,
yeah,
we,
it's a word.
We've got a lot of listeners called Olivia and Henry, yeah. So they'll be the ones coming now.
Probably.
You're doing shout-outs to Hattie.
Hattie, George.
Yeah, that's our listeners.
A lot of Warrens as well.
That's our listeners.
Well,
our
Blizzy Warren.
Do they, when they get in there, do they know what's going on?
I'm not sure, but I know it's them because they look at me and go, "You're fattest."
Right.
So, and yeah, it happens quite a lot now, so I'm assuming that they're the guys that have come via you.
Because of this bit.
Because of this.
Oh, I'm really pleased for you.
Thanks,
that's
man.
Really nice, actually.
I really want people, if they come and see you and you're DJing at Ready One's Big Weekend, I want them to have massive posters.
Yes.
You're fattest.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
That'd be good.
Let's make that happen. All right, it was good to see you again, man.
Yeah, you too, man.
Let's do Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth on Fat Tuesday. Is this real or not?
Siri can read emojis. The voice gives a short description of the emoticon, such as thumbs up sign, manicure, or smiling pile of poo.
It actually says that's smiling pile of poo.
So it can read emojis, Siri.
Well, this is interesting because we obviously have a game where I get I've got a Bluetooth speaker, basically, and what I can do is I can connect my phone to it using Bluetooth and obviously send messages, and Siri reads the messages, and I can get it to say anything. So there's a great video of Scott in a lift.
In the lift, I've seen that.
Yep, and we put the speaker in a bag, and I say things that are really embarrassing for him. But the emoji thing could change the game here, because that would be useful.
It would, wouldn't it?
Do you want me to try it on my phone?
Yeah, this can't be real.
So this is... I mean, I'm new to the world of emojis, so in case people don't know, these are mini pictures that you can get.
I had to tell Chris how to get them on his phone the other day.
Do you have emojis?
Really? Yeah, emojicons.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, go on then, let's try it with Siri.
Here's a monkey one.
A monkey that can speak no evil.
No way! That's blown my mind!
Wow!
Let's go for it's hard if you combine that. Right, here's one.
Older woman.
What about this? This is like a teary cat. See how this is. Hello? No, it's bust. Sorry, lads.
Good, your phone, isn't it?
You know what? There's loads of smiley faces that I've always wanted to know what they mean. So we can work that out.
Well, yeah, I can have more time on this. And then maybe next time we do the
Sack of Shame,
it could be a bit more of a laugh, couldn't it?
Okay. Well, with that in mind, now that we've tried it, real or no real?
Well, obviously, it's real.
It's real.
You don't know, curse.
That one is real.
Yeah. Did you say no real?
I said real. We've just done it.
All right.
Previously on Real or No Real, we found out, of course, that Siri, the old Siri voice, is actually also the voice of the weakest link.
According to the statistics, Peter is the strongest link.
Wow.
Dean is the weakest link. But who will be taking the first walk of shame?
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Good fact, that, isn't it?
Is that what they call it on the weakest link? The walk of shame.
Is that what it is?
I can't remember. Is that where that originated?
Weakest link. Hell, it's not on anymore, is it? And next,
Kaiser has her own jet pack, which she flies at weekends in the countryside.
She's very sporty, very adventurous. She used to be a sailor.
Did she?
Yeah, used to be in the Navy Reserves in Canada. She's done a lot. She likes to paint. She's an artist. She's one of them people that can just do everything, Kaiser. And she's number one.
Are you saying she's a thrill seeker as well, then, with the jetpack?
She just loves the sailings, so it doesn't surprise me if she's got her own jetpack.
Do you do extreme sports, Charlie? I'll tell you why.
I'm gonna laugh now.
I saw this amazing thing near, where was it, near Maidenhead at the weekend. They had a giant crane, and people were bungee jumping from the crane.
Mm.
Just wondering if you've ever given it a go.
Or, no. I think we should go on a group out. Have you seen that place, Go Ape?
Oh, it's.
We should go there with you.
Right, what's that?
It's like you can swing through all the trees.
Oh, that'd be sick, cuz. I'm sick of all that, you know.
Are you?
Swinging through trees? Monkey bars, I'm sick, cuz.
Are you?
Yeah, I can do them with one hand. That's not a joke.
Oh my God, I would pay money to see this.
I can do monkey bars with one hand, so I can kind of swing and then let go and grab the other one with one hand.
Yeah.
I'm really good at it.
Where did you learn that, please, cuz?
In the playground in Camden.
Is it?
I'm so sick of it.
Swinging through the trees, Charlie Suff, would be an incredible video. Perhaps we should make this happen.
Mm. Can you do zip wire?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I want to see that.
But, I mean, there's these quite tight
But then I suppose
tunnels.
You've got padding, haven't you, if it does go wrong?
Yeah, well, I have. And I'm very fast as well, because obviously the weight... go on, cuz.
Yeah, but him on a swing would look like a wrecking ball, wouldn't it?
It's true, actually.
Into that netting.
That is rude, fam.
Let's organise a trip, like a Radio 1 and one extra trip.
That'd be really good.
I'd like that.
Let's kill the divide once
really
and for all.
We don't really do that, do we?
No, we should.
Bonding trip.
Like a school trip, I'd like that.
But Highneat Warren, there's a great place called Highneat Warren. I went there when I was younger. It was so good. Like, we camped in the woods.
Yeah.
And then throughout the day, it was like adventure. It was wild. I was really good at everything. That was quite a long time ago.
I was really good at everything. Okay, well, let's do it. I'm going to arrange it. One extra in Radio 1 road trip. We can sit at the back, on the back of the coach, eating Haribo. Kaiser got our own jetpack. Real or no real?
No real, cuz.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Obviously.
No, she does everything else. And next.
Madonna lost her job at Dunkin' Donuts for squirting jelly filling all over the customers on her first day.
Obviously not recently.
That must have been about 60 years ago.
Madonna's first job. I mean, when did she get started in the sort of singing business?
She was doing the musics in like early 80s, wasn't she?
Wow. How did she start? Was she just a normal pop star?
Well, do you want to know the story?
Go on then.
She moved to New York with no money, and then, yeah, just kind of, a bit like Kaiser, really, just kind of came from nowhere and boom,
and
happened.
That's how it can happen?
Yeah, she just moved from Michigan to New York. Good
she's
Madonna
saying,
knowledge.
Foxes it could be the new Madonna.
Possibly, yes.
Moved from Eastleigh.
Yeah,
things
possibly.
Happen.
Yeah. So, was her first job at Dunkin' Donuts, but she lost her job for being too wacky. And squirting the jam in people's faces.
I'm going to say this is no real because it feels to me that this is a donut reference that's only been made because Charlie's
Yeah, quite
here.
Fattest. Quite so fattest. Yeah.
Oh, God. How paranoid can you be? It's a fact about Madonna. It's not all about you.
I actually feel that it's real because I've heard that she likes squirting things in people's faces.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm going to say no real.
And?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Obviously, Chris!
You right there?
I'm fine.
Mate, what time are you up till last night?
To be honest, I've had about 10 hours sleep since Thursday.
All right. Yeah, it shows.
Thanks.
And next.
The 1975 have had so many singles out that there's only one more song left to release on their debut album.
Yeah.
You familiar with their work, Charlie?
Who?
The 1975.
Yeah.
No, you're not, are you?
They're brilliant.
They do a song called Chocolate.
They've got a song called 1981.
No, there is a song called Chocolate and Sex.
Is there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two of my favourite things.
Oh.
It.
Oh.
Were you even?
Just when you say it. Just weird.
Just a small.
Sorry.
Just a small dry retch. Nothing to worry about. Do you want to? Do you want to hear 1975?
No, not really.
You must know this song.
This is sick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Anyway.
Oh, that's a bang off.
Yeah.
What's he saying?
She's got a boyfriend anyway.
Oh.
Real or no real, the 1975 have near released all the songs off their album.
They must be running out. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real because that seems very desperate.
That one is real.
Yes. Wow.
They've had six, which is a lot, but not the whole album.
Okay.
Oh, no, hang on, which means the answer is...
That one is no real.
There you go, right. Thank you very much.
What?
So it's been Chocolate, Sex, The City, Girls, Settle Down and Robbers. So six, which means no real. Sorry for that.
Robbers, what's robbers about?
Robbers.
Really? Okay.
Like burglars and that.
Well, we're going to talk about burglars.
Yeah.
I come through your window when you're sleeping late at night.
Charlie,
I take you to the fishing.
I'd love to listen to his show today.
Oh, God. Yeah, one extra.
What?
That sounds like a must listen at 4 o'clock.
It's a must listen to every day.
What is going on today, Charlie?
I've got a massive exclusive announcement. Actually, I might make it here for you guys.
Here we go.
Mate, you're just tired.
I'm not tired. No. Listen, on Saturday, I was on Fighting Talk.
That was brilliant.
What? Thanks, mate. And I made a prediction. I said that David Moyes, manager of Manchester United, would be getting the sack. Okay? And it came true today.
Right, well, not a lot of people made that prediction, surely?
No, they didn't.
Well, just you. You're just the only person in the world that predicted that Moyes would be off.
The only broadcaster.
Is this your exclusive?
No.
Moyes has been...
The exclusive is, I know... who the manager is.
Oh, you don't know. You're lying again.
No, honestly, no.
Write it down.
Go on, then.
Obviously, everyone knows...
Are you going to say it?
No, everyone knows that I'm friends with a lot of footballers. A lot of footballers. Now, that's true. Everyone knows that. Just go on Twitter and see how many of them follow me. Yeah? And I got the inside scoop today. I know who the manager of Manchester United is going to be. And the announcement is going to be made at 4 p.m. today.
Brilliant, on your show.
No, no, it's not on my show, but we'll be announcing it on the show.
Right, okay, so don't expect too much from today's show with Charlie Slough. In fact, if the lights dim in your house, that'll be the national national grid reaction as thousands of people switch off.
Just if I entertain this ever so slightly, are you saying they're going to announce it at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, well, I'm going to announce it.
You're the only one who knows?
No, obviously Manchester United know, and the players know as well.
Okay, well, that's on digital, on TV, on your mobile. One extra at 4 o'clock for that exclusive announcement.
You just never know.
No, I'm being serious.
It's like one in ten, he's right.
And
what do you mean one in ten?
Greg James at four.
Listen to me.
And he will be, well, just generally telling the truth.
One extra.
A bit more.
One extra.
Charlie got 40, I got 10.
One extra.
See you tomorrow. Thanks. One extra. Thanks, love. How was that? I know. Just come along. That was all of Tuesday's show. Remember, the best bits get delivered to you if you press subscribe for free every day on this Scott Mills Daily Podcast. If you can join us live, then do it. Radio 1 tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.